Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. So today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how you are still hiding your intuitive powers and holding back. Stop hiding your intuitive powers and start building the new world. You have the power to influence the trajectory of the future architecture. And if you are holding back, still waiting, still hiding your spiritual gifts, if you are studying energetics, meditation, any kind of spiritual practice, yoga, and doing it on the side of your architectural design practice and keeping them separate, you are only going to continue lying to your body, to yourself, to your soul. We are on the brink in the process of going through a huge transformation. Gaia, our mother, is going through a huge transformation. And she is urgently calling us, you, the leaders, the pioneers of the new earth, to integrate these worlds, integrate the unseen realms, which are very potent guiding forces in design, integrate these unseen realms into the way you work with your clients, into the way you serve your community, into the way you build buildings, into the way you build gardens. Now, how do you do this? Well, there's so many different ways, and it's up to you to birth a modality that is in sync with your signature energy. You know, for so long, I was hiding and worried about what others would think of me, including my clients, including other colleagues, other architects, when I would speak on behalf of the nature spirits or talk about energy, talk about the unseen realms, talk about spirit, spiritual topics, you know. Back then, when I was in hiding still and too nervous to be speaking about these things, you know, I thought, oh my God, what if they're thinking I'm talking about religion? You know, what if it's like, oh, you know, there's some kind of a delusional that just came out right now. Like, oh, what if she's just like imagining things and, that's all this hocus pocus stuff. You know, the reason why we have come to this unaligned, very challenged situation we're in globally is because we have systematically, we, humanity, the patriarchy, the mind that is rooted, or let's say, the unaligned mind, you could say, for hundreds of years, we have been pushing the imagination aside. We have been We've been suppressing it. The imagination, the intuition, spiritual wisdom, we have been suppressing it, especially in women. And our current paradigm, which is now crumbling, has been built on that, on this power over domination, hierarchical system. Now, don't get me wrong. I feel that hierarchy is very important, even in nature, in natural systems. So I'm not someone who thinks that everything should be an even line and everyone is quote unquote this kind of even plane. There is a value in hierarchy, but I don't see a value when it is suppressing it's suppressing an individual's sovereignty and creativity and intuitive powers. So stop hiding your intuitive powers and start building the new world. What is that trajectory that you can influence by bringing in all of the wisdom you already have? You've been studying for a long time. You've been doing maybe meditation. You've been doing esoteric research, perhaps studies in shamanism. You are interested in land energetics, geomancy. You are interested in sacred geometries and healing temples, ancient temples. You are interested in sacred sites. The list goes on and on. But you feel like always there's this divide between what you are working on with your clients. Perhaps you're working with as an employee in an office, and you feel like you're perhaps touching on just a little bit of that stuff, perhaps able to bring some of that wisdom into the way you are designing projects. But it's not like, okay, the show is full on, right? You're not fully stepping out onto the stage and into the spotlight. You're kind of just doing your research on the side quietly and not opening up to the world, your clients, your community. The clients that I'm mentoring right now, they're architects, designers, artists, and often what I, and landscape architects, and I have gotten this a lot from my clients, this, well, what if, you know, how can I talk to my clients in a way that doesn't get into all this spiritual stuff? Like, what are they going to think of me? What are they going to think of me when I talk about the spiritual realms? What are they going to think about me when I talk about the nature spirits? What are they going to think about me when I talk about ley lines and power spots on the land? What are they going to think of me when I talk about angels and the cosmos and the light beings? What are they going to think of me? Well, let me ask you this. Who are you working for? Who do you choose to work for? This is a really important question, and one that is going to affect the trajectory of your life, of your creative practice. Who are you working for? Are you working for clients who just want the generic run-of-the-mill house, apartment building, hospital building, whatever the project may be? Do they want the picture perfect project in the magazines? Do they have a mission and purpose? What is it? Or are they really wanting to satisfy their what society wants them to be? That's one question. That's one question. Or are you wanting to work with clients who are committed to healing this planet, committed to their soul's unfoldment and their own transformation? Do you want to work with clients who are open to the possibilities, open to the creation that's possible when you partner with spirit, when you partner with your soul, when you partner with nature? It's all one and the same thing. And we tend to make a lot of assumptions about people. I was in that boat. Now, I was in that boat, and I would hesitate for sure, and I'd make assumptions about people. And when I decided to start speaking about energetics of spaces openly to my clients, people who I thought would so not be well receiving this information would just blow me away. They'd be like, oh my God, I had this grandmother who would walk around the house with her sage and her charms. And, you know, she would clear all, you know, she would communicate with the ghosts in the house and all this. And it would be somebody who I totally thought would like not be interested or receptive or open to spiritual stuff. Okay, so we also tend to block ourselves, and that's actually another one layer deeper. We tend to blame the outer world. Okay, if you're not aligned, if you're still in hiding, if you're still not fully stepping in across the threshold into your full brilliance, your full magical brilliance, then you're doing something to hold yourself back. And one of the things, one of the manifestations of that can be blaming. I blamed my colleagues and the architecture practice for so long. And you know what? It wasn't because they were wrong. It wasn't because my team or my colleagues or because the conventional architecture is wrong. It's not because of that. It was because I was holding myself back. It's because my body was screaming and was telling me, Aisha, you need to pave a new way. You are a pioneer. You need to get out of the conventional architecture practice. Everyone has an important role on this earth. And I'm here to gather the women, architects and designers who are the pioneers of the new way. I am here to gather them, and they are everywhere in the world. This is a global movement. This is a global movement, and we are building the new world together. I have a vision of these posts, of these anchors at different corners of the world, and you are one of the key members of holding this post. Where is this coming from? I'm getting direct instructions from the cosmos, from the light beings about this. What are you going to do there? Right? Like, okay, so what is this? What are we building together? Well, is the new systems. It's the new systems of living, whether that be social renewal, building new communities, building new schools, building new cities, typologies of housing. Doesn't matter if you're in the countryside, in the forest, or in the city, or by the beach. Does not matter. We are building the new world together. And what does that look like? It can be challenging because it's like, okay, well, I don't have a frame of reference. And we have a lot of great examples of projects around the world, some from ancient times, some from the present, that can inspire us as well. I did many travels around the world. And one place that affected me deeply is a place called Sekhem, in Egypt. Ibrahim Abu Leish is the initiator. He is now passed. And it is a community that has been built in the desert in Egypt. They have a university now. They've got numerous factories building, creating, producing natural cotton cloth, clothing for children and for adults. They've got a herb production center, natural remedies and medicines. They've got a cultural segment. They've got education for children. It is a whole world based, influenced by the threefold social order of Rudolf Steiner. I'm not sure if they're still working with that model, but I know that that was one of the things that pieces that inspired them. Biodynamic farms, the farm element is crucial. It is one of the main foundations of the community. So this is a big vision, and they're really laying the foundations for the new earth. It's a phenomenal place. So what are you going to build for your community? How are you going to serve your community? And how are you going to sustain your business and yourself in a fruitful, abundant way? So this goes back to, who are you working for? How much do you charge for your offers? What makes you special? How are you going to build new sustainable systems? What's your process like? I mean, this is new stuff, people, women. This is the new building blocks of the world. And the goddess wants to speak through all of this. Your goddess, your inner goddess, your intuition, your spiritual gifts. For so many centuries, we have been destroying the land, raping the land. We have been raping our mother. It is time to stop. It is time to build in communion with the land. It is time to build by acknowledging and honoring Gaia. And it begins by acknowledging and honoring yourself. That magic that resides within you, in your body, all the keys and codes that are gathered from parallel past lives, that remembering, the remembering of who you truly are, that spark of the divine, that shimmering spark of the divine. And now it's time we all gather together and build the new systems of which you are going to design architecture. It doesn't work when you're stuck in the old consulting model. The old consulting model, quite frankly, is based on slavery. It is the perfect recipe for overworking, overextending, and draining yourself for very little money. I mean, it's everyone, you know, the general public thinks that architects and designers make a lot of money. It's not true. Some, you know, there are some top architects who are doing quite well. But in general, there's a lot of going in the red, as we say, in the accounting books, because architecture really does take a lot of care and attention, details of how walls and ceilings meet, roof structures, material costs, labor, all the design team that's you know, involved in the process, and respect, big respect for that, big respect for the teams that are able to build the big buildings. But my question is to you, are you accepting living below standards? Are you accepting all the time that you are investing into like one single project? Are you accepting constant calls from your client? Where are you delineating your boundaries? How do you want to work? Because it can be never ending work that drains you in the conventional consulting model. And it's based on the dollars for hours model. It's based on the dollars for hours. Even though you can have a fixed fee or an hourly fee, the fixed fee is still based, generated out of a dollars for hours. I invite you to step into a world where you are charging a lot more money for what you do, because what you do is none like any other. None like any other architect. But first, you've got to stop hiding your intuitive powers. And you've got to decide what you want to do. I invite you to write a list of all the excuses that you are concocting or that you feel are worthy. I don't want to disrespect or belittle. I hear you. I hear that it can be really challenging, and you know, maybe you are just trying to make ends meet now, or maybe you don't want to relinquish your title in an office, or perhaps you feel like you still need to know more and study more, and you're doubting your spiritual gifts. You're doubting whether or not you have the capacity to communicate with the unseen realms and to tap that power to design, to work with your clients. Write down the excuses right now that you are that are holding you back. Perhaps you feel like you're a victim of a certain situation. I often hear, oh, well, life just gets in the way. Life gets in the way of me pursuing my dreams. Life gets in the way, or, oh, there's no way that my office would accept this kind of work. Perhaps you want to integrate this energy work into a current office that you're working in, or you're you're really feeling secure in, as an employee, because you get that paycheck every month. But deep down, you're miserable. Deep down, you're miserable, and you feel like you're not able to fully express yourself creatively. What are the excuses? What are you a victim of? Who are you blaming? What are the signs? Write a list of that. How's your health? How's your anger? I would blow up constantly. I do anger work. So journal. I invite you to journal these things. And take time to vision once you do. Take time to vision and ask yourself, ask your soul, ask your body, ask the places, the meridians, the power spots within your system, within your energetic system that know. Ask it for guidance on your next steps. Connect with a sacred site, even though you don't know, or even though you may not be living at a sacred site, or, you know, are able to physically access it. Go to a sacred site. Take yourself to an ancient temple at any part of the world. I guarantee that the first sacred site that you are drawn to, even if you don't know the name of it, even if you don't know exactly where it is a site that will provide you much information about your soul's unfolding and about your next steps. Ask that sacred site for guidance. They are living beings, these sacred sites, and they are all being activated right now in different parts of the globe. And a new grid work is being laid. And I want you to be part of that. I want you to be a part of laying the new grid work. We need women like you. We need you. Enough hiding. It's been going on for centuries. Stop. I can tell you that ever since I stopped hiding and I built this pioneering business, built the system of the Sacred Blueprint, which is an online course and some programs that I've developed that lead you step by step through a new way of partnering with the spirit of the land and awakening your soul's purpose to design the most optimal blueprint for your property, your client's properties. It is rooted in ancient wisdom. It is inspired and guided by the four elements, the four directions, and it is about setting up a sacred energetic vessel of beauty that invites one to imagine and vision and activate your intuitive powers to receive a laser precise blueprint design for indoor and outdoor spaces on any given property of focus. And ever since I gave birth to this modality, I've never felt so aligned, so in my joy, so on mission, so on purpose. And it's incredible what magic is happening on the part of my clients, on the part of the land, on the part of myself, my own soul's unfolding. It is an integrated, holistic approach that attracts abundance, vitality, and joy, and smooth project planning. Doors are open now for the Sacred Blueprint online course. I invite you to PM me via Facebook or Instagram. You can email me at Aisha@AishaRoseMelodyHassan.com. It's a long email. You can find a contact tab as well at the New Earth Architectress podcast webpage. That's the NewEarthArchitectress.com. Reach out to me if you're interested in this new system modality. It is a fantastic first step for all you seers, you intuitive women architects who are searching for a new structure, a new way that can help hone your instrument, hone your powers. And it will help you to serve your clients and to refine exactly how you want to, in what way you want to work. I'm curious. I'm so curious about what is stirring inside of you. I'm so curious about what is stirring inside of you, what messages you're receiving, what dreams you are seeing. Journal these out. Perhaps you're going through a really rough time right now, and everything feels like a disaster. This is a great opportunity for you to take time every morning and meditate and tune in to your mother Gaia, delicious goddess body. Your delicious goddess body. And ask her for guidance. Ask her for guidance. Are you in the right place? Perhaps you're not listening because you're still hiding to the signs. You're not listening to the signs. So what's that new world look like for you? How are you going to build it? How do you want to be a leader in your community? How do you want to build sustainable, resilient communities and centers, farms for social renewal, for transformation, and for healing this land, healing the earth? Ask your body, ask your goddess body, and you will receive what you need to receive. Reach out to me if you are feeling the call, if it's like really building up, really building up, really building up. Reach out to me. I do mentoring as well. And I'm so excited to meet these women that I see in my vision. The women who are gathering from different corners of the globe to build this new movement, to build the new earth, and to weave in feminine wisdom, weave in their spiritual gifts into a whole new way of building architecture. I feel that this is complete now. I so very much look forward to meeting you all, connecting with you all, and watching how you build the new world with your intuitive powers. Until next time. Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architect Dress Movement by visiting AishaRoseMelodyHassan.com. Until next time, güle güle.